This is a dictation for Kamon Robertson, Kamonerobertson. Date of service is 8/27/2025. Date of birth is 8/8/1979. Date of accident, 3/14/2025. Person is here for follow-up visit. He reports that he initially was involved in a frontal collision on 3/14/2025 as a restrained driver when he received multiple contusion and lacerations of the face, and he had been having headaches with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, loss of balance, lack of focus, which have improved, and pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, more towards the left side, including the left shoulder and left knee. Most of the symptoms have continued, especially the left shoulder, which is quite painful, and is reported to be at 7, and neck is also 7. Upper back is now 8. No pain in the lower back is reported. Patient do have a restriction of movement up to 90 degrees in the left shoulder, and he requests injections treatment to be provided to him. MRIs were reviewed at length. His cervical MRI is positive. However, his pain, according to him, in the neck area is minimal. He does have a herniated disc at T3-4 level and facet hypertrophy, T9, T10, T11, and T12. That has also been informed to him. He has a disc herniation L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and facet hypertrophy at these areas. That is also informed to the patient, and he is being scheduled for this procedure. He has done 3 epidural injections so far, which had some relief to the patient. His pain level is between 8-10. ADLs are affected 9. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. The plan. Sorry, the blood pressure is 141 over 98. Pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits. The last one is 8/9/2025, dictation number 0813-023. Plan is to provide an intra-articular injection to the left shoulder, tendon injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendon. An injection of the AC joint and around to cover all the ligaments that are reported injured. Medications are provided to the patient as Celebrex 200 mg a day for 30 days for anti-inflammatory effect. Plexiril is provided 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex is provided for stomach pain and stomach protection. Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep. Wellbutrin XR for mood. Xanax is provided for anxiety. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. An EMG has been ordered for this patient to affect the left arm, left upper extremity, as there is a numbness and tingling in the upper part of the area. Imitrex is ordered 100 mg Q daily for 30 days for help with the headaches, prophylaxis. Percocet 10 over 325 to cover all the pain syndrome and help with the pain. Patient is provided with the neck and mid-back and lower back physical therapy, shoulder physical therapy for the left side 2 times a week, the traction massage, aqua therapy, chiropractic care, acupuncture, laser treatments are ordered. Patient is working full-time on a light-duty job anyway, 8 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds lifting limit. That'll be the end of the session. Thank you so much.